And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Twin Loop head coach Mike Kojal. Coach, first off, congratulations on the two-game winning streak. I'm sure that you've been very proud of your kids and the way they've kind of rebounded and put together a couple of wins.
Yeah, it is. You know, they weren't easy wins for us. You know, we definitely are a young team, and we make some mistakes, and we're still learning. But it was good to get in the win column. I thought the kids have shown growth from the beginning of the year until the all 5 weeks. And like I say, it's nice to get rewarded with a few wins for our improvement and hard work.
You talk about the team kind of being young in some spots. I know with youth, there just kind of comes an understanding of the game, just getting to know the game better. How do you feel that has developed for some of your younger and inexperienced players through the year?
Well, I think it definitely has improved. You know, there are a bunch of kids that maybe had a lot of success in junior high and probably dominated in junior high, and maybe then some of the harder situations and game situations that maybe have came with high school, you struggled a little bit with. But, you know, that's part of the learning process, and we make those mistakes, and we try to correct them, and we keep trying to teach them and keep correcting them until it becomes habit. And it's kind of maybe where we are now, but we definitely are making strides in the right direction, and we're seeing improvement and growth, and it's really going to help this group of young kids as they develop through high school.
And I know a big part of that growth is just developing consistency, and I've kind of been asking different coaches about this. In building consistency, Mike, how have you went about it over the years? Is it pretty much just repetition, or what do you do to help create that consistency?
Well, I think you have a culture and a standard in your program, and kids understand what I expect and what I demand, and we start with that, and then, of course, repetition, and then, you know, the older kids help the younger kids and tell them, hey, coach doesn't like it when you do that. You've got to do that right and take care of the football and things like that. And so all that all together helps develop that consistency and progress you and our team in the right direction. I think it's a combination of all that. But, of course, repetition is the key. We got to practice over and over and over until it gets boring, but then it becomes habit and good things will happen.
It's hard to believe that, man, we're over halfway through the regular season now. What area of your team, Mike, in your mind, have you seen maybe the most improvement in as the season has went along?
Well, I would say that probably, you know, it seems like it's week to week and opponent to opponent where we find our strengths, but I do believe that we're making big strides in the passing game. We maybe struggled with that a little bit early on. We're starting to get better at throwing the ball where it needs to be thrown. We're healthy at those positions now where we had some injuries there in the second and third week where a top receiver was out. You know, we just seem to be having a better understanding of the passing game and how to attack different defenses. And it hasn't been easy, and there's been a few bumps along the way, but I think that is where this group has grown the most.
So as you prepare for your opponent for this week, what has been the focus and the things you've been concentrating on this week in practice?
Well, we really still are trying to develop ourselves. We look at our team and how young we are, and we've got to worry about ourselves primarily. Central Valley is a very talented team. It's ranked very high. They have a lot of outstanding athletes with a lot of great speed, and they're a good team that's probably going to go a long ways in the playoffs. So we've got to compete, and we got to compete every play and try to do stuff right and then see what happens. You know, I always figure if you can win the turnover battle and you can execute, you've got a shot. And so those are the two things that we've really concerned ourselves with, is we've got to take care of ourselves and do the best we can and see what happens, and then, you know, hopefully have a shot at the end to maybe get a W. But that's, we've kind of really been focused on ourselves and getting better individually and as a team.
Well, Mike, it's always great to talk to you. Appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support and coverage.
That's Coach Mike Kojal joining us on our pregame show.